And now, join Kevin Hart as he dives into the minds of some of your favorite celebrities. This is Gold Mines with Kevin Hart.
Welcome, world. Welcome to Gold Mines. Oh, God, I'm excited. You know, there's days where I'm in a good mood, and then there's days where I'm in a great mood. But today, I'm going to take that good and great mood, and I'm going to throw it into a fantastic mood. I don't know why. I think it's because I drank milk this morning, which means a growth spurt is on the way. Buckle up. I see 5'6" in my future. Buckle up. Welcome to Gold Mines, ladies and gentlemen. You know what we do here. We get inside what? We get inside the minds of amazing people. Why? Because amazing minds they have. Minds full of gems. Gems, gold, nuggets. Things that I feel you need. More importantly, things that I want. And today's show will be no different. Oh my God, what an amazing mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman here, well, let's just go through what's going on. Right now, she was on a national tour of The Wiz. She's on a hot, amazing television show that's lasted through the test of time and built one of the craziest fan bases ever, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh my God. Bedroom Candy, which is a home party lifestyle company with a focus on intimate pleasure and wellness. By the way, I bought some shit off of there. Yeah, I did. All right. I ain't afraid to admit it. Okay. Also, the Old Lady Gang, which is restaurants that are based in Atlanta. She's got three locations. What I love about this person is that they're multi-hyphenate. And I've been talking to a lot of multi-hyphenates, and that's people that have expanded their horizons based off of the will and want to succeed and simply doing things that they put their minds to. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Candy Burris to Gold Mines. What an introduction, Candy.
Well, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
You see that energy I put into that introduction right there? Lots of energy. Candy, before we get into the conversation, I've been made aware that you are coming up on 30 years. 30 years in the music industry. Is that true? Is that coming up or did it pass?
Yeah, well, actually, we're in the 30 years right now.
This is it.
Our first album came out in the fall of 1993.
I mean, let's just take a second to stay here. Let's stay here for a quick second. 30 years in an industry that you still have the ability to go back in and play at your leisure and at your luxury with the women that you started with. I mean, that's got to be an amazing feeling to stand the test of time, still be able to do reunion shows, tour shows, special engagements, and see.
I got a show this weekend.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like you're in the evergreen space of the business. And I mean, that's a want for so many. The goal for so many is that you last through the test of time and that your music will live on forever. And right now you're seeing that in real time. Have you guys tabled that, talked about that at all as a group?
No, you know, the funny thing was last night we were rehearsing or whatever, and we had did like this video because Escape Day in Atlanta is officially November 6th. And so we were just talking about like the fact that like, wow, like 30 years later, here we are. Like, you know, you never know where your life is going to take you. And I was just asking my girls, like, did y'all really think we would be at this place? And our careers headlining shows, doing all of that 30 years later, that's like a crazy thought when we just sit down and really think about it compared to where we were when we first started, you know?
Well, how do you feel about music today, though, right? Like when you think about the era and you go back to the beginning years, right? When we go back to 1993, you're talking about a different era of music. We're talking about a different level of love song, a different level of feeling and emotion that was attached to music. What's your stance in today's time with, you know, the artists that are in this category, right? Like when it comes to your R&B, your soul music, how do you feel about it?
More Gold Mines with Kevin Hart after this.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. This is Gold Mines, and we're talking to Candy Burris. So, Candy, finish. So, you said...
Hands down, the 90s was the best time for R&B, period. Like, I have to say that. Because, I mean, even now, they're sampling all the songs from back then now, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously, there are a lot of artists out there that I love to listen to. All I do is listen to Apple Music or some, you know, Sirius or whatever. I'm always listening to all those different playlists that they got going on. So I'm an R&B lover, period. That's what I like to listen to. But the 90s, you know, we ran R&B. Still do.
I mean, it's not a cocky statement. That's not a cocky statement. It's a very true statement in regards to what's deemed to be historic music. Like R&B music at that point, I feel reached like its highest peak, right? Like when you think mm-hmm. about the groups, when you think about the onslaught of groups mm-hmm. that all were able to find a through line of success, it was like everybody understood that there was enough room for you all, right? And
true.
And there was this, it was some connectivity in it. And in the men and the women groups. Now, it's the same if you think about it, and you go back in the day and you start talking about Motown and start talking mm-hmm. about the music back then. Like that era of music was significant. It was different. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for the 90s. And I think, you know, to your point, that's why you guys are out and doing these tours and still having successful shows and hearing
people
the crowd
still want to
young
see it and
old.
Hear it. Yeah, yes. People still want to hear it. Like, I was just at Tony concert the other day, sold out here in Atlanta. And, you know, we were singing every word. And I just think it's so cool that artists from the 90s era or whatever, like, we still selling out big venues. You know, we doing mm-hmm. arenas and still... having other RBX this weekend is, you know, my group Escape, BBD, 112, you know, it's like all the people that we were rocking with at that time and we still doing it. I love it.
Wow. You know, the work is not just in the music. The work, of course, is in the relationships. And I think the one thing that doesn't get enough conversation and credibility is the relationship attached to Escape. Right? Like, you know, there's a lot of turmoil that's presented itself for a lot of the bands that we love, and a lot of them didn't make it through. A lot of them fell apart and, you know, later were able to rekindle, reform, etc. But I love the fact that the idea attached to sisterhood, real friends, this bond that you guys have and shared is front and center. I mean, is there
I keep it 100 with you, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we still having our issues. I mean, we are performing one less person. One of our group members, you know, is not performing with us anymore.
Yes.
So it's
but
only
it's still,
three of the four.
It's still a group, right?
Oh, for sure.
What I mean by that is like the group still in today's time is together under the idea of the name that I associate the group with from then, right? Now, granted,
sure.
Problems will present themselves and things will work out. But mm-hmm. if the bulk of it is still true and still there, mm-hmm. then it's still a group. I mean, Destiny's Child is not what Destiny's Child was of old. But, right, you know, when they get together and they do things, they're still under the umbrella of Destiny's Child. There's still a high level of, like, sisterhood and relationship attached to that. Like, it's not going to be perfect. Yeah. We all know that. But it's still there. For you guys, is there a conversation attached to that? Like, one of just realization, like, let's hold on. Like, and let's not let problems become big problems for us, because we still doing it. We still here. Like,
I think with us, well, you know, we still doing it, and we always going to continue to name Escape, right? I just think, like, with us, we be having so many different things going on, because, you know, for one, when you do reality TV, and it's like really pulling out all the things that you probably didn't have to speak about before, that's what really make things go crazy. Yeah. And then plus we have two sisters in our group, you know, so you got the family dynamic, you know, so many different things.
Yes. Do you feel like the reality opportunity, do you feel like it amplified, you know, the now touring opportunity to an extent? I mean, because...
Oh, you said now touring opportunity?
I mean, just you in general, like, your level of relevancy through the years has been consistent, you know?
Oh, for sure. My husband always says, being on the Bravo platform is the biggest publicity you could never afford. You know what I mean? So, like, when people paying for commercial breaks, like, basically, I get a whole hour to show you everything that I got going on in my life. You get to meet my friends, my family, you know, so people really, really get to attach in a way that you could never imagine when you're on a show like, you know, The Real Housewives.
I mean, you know, once again, we're talking about something that's lasted, right? We're talking about longevity attached to Candy's name. This show has been on for a very long time. Long time. You have had cameras in your life for a very long time. Did you ever get to a point during the show where you were like, you know what? Fuck this. Enough of this shit. I don't want to see another camera. I don't want to see another person. I don't want to do another episode. I'm done with this. Did you ever feel like you got to a breaking point?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I've had moments just like, I mean, anybody else, where I just was like, you know, this is too much. Mm-hmm. But then somehow I always end up coming through it and just say, you know what, I think I'll still go another round. I mean, Housewives has been going on, well, Atlanta has been on for 15 seasons. I've been 15. On 14. Yeah, I've been on 14 of the 15 seasons. Plus, I be having, you know, the spinoff shows in between. So for me, that sometimes when I'm doing shows back to back and I get no break in between, that's when it gets really stressful.
Yeah, that's when the schedule's intense.
It's
another,
I'm sure,
level
you can
past
relate.
Intense. Absolutely. Yeah. But what I love about you, though, is that, you know, you really have seized the moment and the opportunity that the reality show presented, because to your point earlier, where you're like, you know, the promo is promo above and beyond, and your entrepreneurial sense has kicked in. Like, you're talking about 14 years on television. Well, during that time, the development of the business mind and the business world, well, that shit started to really flourish. So your world of product, I mean, when you talk about the business, what is it called? It's the bedroom candy.
Bedroom
candy. And yes, what is it? Which one is your the sex toy business? What is it called?
Bedroom candy. It's got
bedroom candy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is. Well, look, don't make me seem like I'm a pervert and I'm Googling everything because I knew about it first name. Okay. All right. Just you leave me alone.
Everybody knows my personal about
life. It. You leave me alone. But I like how you're using these platforms to elevate everything else that you're doing. Where did the concept come from for you to start that? Like how did that come about? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, I was doing, I had started doing this online talk show before podcasts, any of that was popular. I was doing Candy Coated Nights. I started doing it on, I forgot what that live platform that a lot of people was on. And I had got like a big following for Candy Coated Nights, which was a talk show where me and my friends would talk about sex and relationships. So I started feeling like, okay, I need to have some type of product or something that goes along with what we're saying. And my friend was like, maybe you should do a sex toy. And, you know, I was a girl who definitely believed that you got to have at least one or two at home. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, I definitely think that's right up my alley. But I didn't realize, I didn't realize at the time that it was so taboo in our community to kind of like, for not to be like, I wasn't in the porn business or anything. You know, I was just a regular woman, a mom, a friend, a businesswoman or whatever, who decided to have an adult product line. And as a Black woman, that was not like kind of unheard of. Cause you know, in our community, talking about sex publicly, that's like not a thing. It used to be not a thing. Everybody used to be so hush hush about it. So I guess in
a
way.
Now it's different. Now you got a woman singing my pussy right. pink, my booty hole brown. I think it's completely different now. Right?
Well, yeah, music has always been edgy, but not it's necessarily, you know, us having our own sex toys, basically.
Yeah, the door the door is open to the conversation, but I get it. Go
right,
ahead.
I think I kind of kicked the door in and really promoted the sex positivity amongst us, you know. And yeah, and it just really took off. And not only did I do the toy line, I ended up making a bedroom candy boutique consultant company. So we have like, you know, the tier marketing company where you have the consultants who sell your products. We have like 5,000 consultants across the country right now who basically they do in-home parties, or now because of after COVID, they do online parties sometimes and they sell the products. So now I have more than just, you know, adult toys. I also have bath and body products. Anything you can think or name of, we, you know, we kind of sell through Bedroom Candy.
How did you expand so much though in that business? Like where did you get the guidance from? Because I mean, look, just the idea of making a toy. Okay. Okay. Great. How did you figure out who to go to? How did you figure out that they were the right people to use or the right people to go with? Like what were your steps?
Right. Okay. So the first part of it was when I first decided I wanted to do toys, I had to find somebody to help me produce the product, right? So I think I had mentioned it on like a reunion, my first reunion or something, that I wanted to have a sex toy line. So it was like all kind of companies like reaching out to me, just wanting me to be the face of, you know what I mean? And they give you a percentage of it. And but then I was like, nah, I didn't really want to do that. So I actually found a company. They were a smaller company at the time. They were called Oh My Bod. And they had a toy that vibrated to music. So I was like, oh, that's cool, because I'm in the music industry. I was like, let me reach out to them to see if they can help me develop my product. And they weren't trying to, you know, do what the other people do, you know, when they just pay me to show my face. They were like, no, like, we can't even afford to do that if we wanted to. But if you want to be partners, 50-50 partners, you know, we can, you know, do the part of helping you figure out how to develop the product. We come up with our own products to sell. They were like, and we just be partners in it 50-50. And I said, yes. I mean, it was somebody else that was trying to offer me a couple hundred thousand dollars just to say, oh yeah, here's this toy. You know what I mean? And I said,
just
nah.
Be the face.
I was like, face, no, you keep your money and I'm going to gamble on me. And so that's what there I did. I just gambled on me. The first product we developed within a couple of months, we had it already, a mock-up of the product. So before the show even aired of us discussing it, because that's one thing I'm very clear on. I always want people to know me as a person that if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. It's I'm a woman of my word. You can, I'm a dependable person. I'm a Taurus.
You're a finisher.
So yeah, I'm a finisher. So if you hear me talk about something on the show, I want it to already be done before we're finished filming, not before it airs, but before we're finished filming so that you can actually see it come together. So we were able to get it, you know, the product, you know, made and so many done before we even finished filming. I did the party, you know, I invested in all of that stuff so it could be seen on the show. So when it aired, we were able to drop in, and every dime that we had put into the product, which you have to put a substantial amount in your, you know, beginning of opening a business, we had made all our money back within a month.
Wow.
So then, thanks. So we went from just deciding, at first we were only going to do like a couple of products together. And then we decided we wanted to continue it on. So from that, I was talking to my business partner and I was like, hey, you know, I would really love to have one of those in-home party businesses, you know, where the, you know, women show up to your house with the products or whatever.
And then did you have to like, were you your own, like, basically like focus group or test, like to know that this would work, to know that you would get a response? Yeah. Did you host like your girlfriends and stuff to come over and get the energy?
With our products, I used to call myself, I'm the master beta tester, like master.
I love it.
Master beta tester.
By the way, you're your biggest marketing campaign. You're
right.
Like the through line of people understanding the product and understanding it at the highest level comes from the energy that you put behind it. I get it.
Right.
I love it. So you had a couple of like the house things and was like, okay, this is also a business. I want to expand on this business as well.
Well, I knew those products worked. And it wasn't, I didn't test out doing a home party first. I just wanted to figure out the process. So basically, there are companies that will, you know, consulting companies who do tier marketing. They show you how to set up the companies, you know, all of that. So we basically hired this company that we had to just sit on multiple calls and stuff for them to talk us through how to properly set up a tier marketing business. Mm-hmm. So from there, we set it up, you know, made sure it was set up properly. And then obviously you have to put a lot into your systems as far as your website and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't get the basic website. That's what a lot of people do. You don't need to
spend some money.
We had to do that.
Spend some money.
Once we did that, we opened up our doors and I think we had like, you know, reach out to the people. Of course, me, I'm my best marketer, similar to you. And then we had so many people to sign up. So our original group of consultants, I think we had like one to 300. And from there, it just grew and grew and grew. So some of these people have million-dollar teams where their team, you know, is annually able to sell $1 million in product. And so it's, you know, it's been a really good thing, not just for us, but for our consultants as well, because they're getting like 40% of, you know, so for me, it's always important, you know, to help other women become successful as well. And this was a way to be able to do that.
Love the energy. Let's take a quick pause. Guys, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with more Gold Mines after this.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We return to Gold Mines, hosted by Kevin Hart.
Well, you're talking about highlighting the partnerships, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not just about you. It's about the people that you chose to be in business with. And I think it's mm-hmm. dope when you guys are finding synergy and winning together. Here's the big question, right? So it expands, it's growing, business is booming. You know, at this point, is there more like in the future for you in this space of business? Like what mm-hmm. what more do you want to do? What are the big goals for you here?
Well, now, okay, so obviously business is changing, right? So mm-hmm. anytime you have these type of companies, things are changing, people are changing their way of doing business. But my goal now is to try to figure out the best way or to set it up for us to be able to sell our products worldwide. Wow. Because okay. right now we've only been selling here in the States. And mm-hmm. we've had so many people who wanted to purchase our products in other countries because they see it on the show. So mm-hmm. it's a mm-hmm. demand for our product everywhere else. But because of shipping costs and all these other things, warehouse space, and see how we would be able to warehouse it in other places, we had never really figured it out. But now I think I've kind of figured out an opportunity for us to be able to make that happen.
Got to go over that water. You got to go over that water and meet the same version of the people that you met here. Like, in other words, go over there. There's companies internationally where you can basically extend and attach and find a through line to your international waters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, hey, this person over here, if I go over there and meet the same type of entity or company that I can align with, we already mm-hmm. have the product, we already have the plug and play, and, you know, a third in the third. And then you go and you meet the other partner that can act as your distribution pipeline. The same thing. Right. All you do, you just got to go over there and figure out what teams, what companies exist that you would want to align with. I'm so intrigued by these type of conversations because I love people that, to your point earlier, don't just think about the idea, but really work hard to finish the idea. And as we're talking about finishing the idea, you found success here, finished this, and then you started another venture. Then you went and said, all right, I'm gonna start something and I'm getting in the restaurant business. Why? What was the reason to jump behind that?
Well, honestly, my husband was the one who really came up with the idea to go forward with that. Like, okay, so I got a big family. I got a huge family.
You so Atlanta. You so my husband.
I am so ATL. I'm definitely
yes,
ATL
sing,
all day.
You sing the word husband. My husband. My husband. That's how you say it.
That's funny.
So your husband. Go. I get it.
Yeah.
Big family,
so Todd. He was the one who was saying that. That we should do go ahead and do a restaurant because my family, that's what we do. Yeah, like these big family events, we cook big, we do all of that. So he's
you're
like,
big. Are you personally a cooker? You throw down yourself?
Yes, I can cook.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you have to say it like that. Like, matter of fact, like I'm wrong for asking. Yes.
Nah, I'm like, you know, it is what it is. I know how
yes,
to do what I
dumbass.
Do.
You just looked at me to say dumbass. I saw it in your face.
My skills are there. How about that?
Okay.
On Housewives, people have always seen my mom and my aunts and people, they make people laugh. They got a million memes of them. But people call okay. them the old lady gang because my friend called okay. them that on the show one time. So we decided to do a show that, I mean, not a show, a restaurant that was based about around the family or them mm-hmm. as the monarchs or the family. And you know, just, you know, make it around Southern cuisine.
And this is just you and your husband. And it's just like a random thought that you said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's really
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Let's really do it.
Like,
which is scary.
I said,
it's scary because the restaurant business, like that's a scary business. You know, a lot of restaurants.
It is the hardest business.
It is.
Now that's what I've learned. It's yes. the toughest of all the businesses that I've ever been a part of, to be clear. But it has been great for us because Old Lady Gang, that's the name of our restaurant brand. It just really, really took off. And it's really like a destination spot for a lot of people when tourists come to Atlanta. So the food is good. It's fun. You get to see people from the show, you know, because they all go up there and, you know, so people feel like they could get to connect with us when they come through there, you know?
Well, you now, I mean, look, you're talking, I like to go full circle with things, right? And we started off by talking about 30 years, the 30-year anniversary of being in the music, and I then tossed it to it being evergreen. That's an evergreen moment, having music that will last. And now you're talking about, you know, your world of product that you've created, and the hope is that these products last. And now you're talking about the international extension, so your products can reach the world and it can last. Now you're talking about your restaurant, and this restaurant is in Atlanta, but you're talking about a staple, right? You're talking about a location that people are identifying with something dope that can possibly be historic. You, Candy, are positioning yourself to be a conversation attached to longevity and evergreen success. And that's what I'm seeing. That's fucking great.
That's my dream. Like, seriously.
It's your reality.
Yeah. I think anybody who started off, you know, especially, you know, start off young in the industry, it's like you never want to be that fly-by-night success, right? Mm-hmm. It's like I think the biggest achievements a lot of people can achieve is to have longevity in a business, you know, because mm-hmm. so many people start off doing something, they be maybe hot for a year, 2 years, or the business may do well for a couple of years and then you never hear from it again. And so for me, it's always this thing of, well, how do I maintain this? How do I keep it going? What's, you know, how do we keep reinventing ourselves to stay connected to the people? Because you never want to mm-hmm. get too much to, you know, a point of success where you are, you know, you don't connect to people anymore. So you got to find like that perfect balance of, you know, I'm connected to the people, and at the same time, they respect me. At the same time, they want to support me. You know, it's like, how do you keep that balance for the long term, you know?
I just love your reason. I love your rhyme, your reason. I'm serious.
Thank you.
Like, you see, like, this conversation is one where I'm heavily just engaged, but I'm curious. Like, it's one where I'm asking real questions, not just for my fan base that's listening, but also for me. I love the story. I love the ground up build. And even within the show, 14 seasons. Like, that shit is incredible.
You know, Bedroom Candy's been going 10 years, about 11, 12 years now. Bedroom Candy's been going.
That's insane. What else do you want to do? Is there a book in the future, a story in the future? Like, what else is there that you want to do?
I want to be EGOT status. And I know everybody
Holy says shit.
That. Everybody says that, but I'm really gunning for it, for real.
That's what are you talking? I love goals.
Well, I already have a Grammy, and mm-hmm. I just this past season I had an Emmy and a Tony nomination. Did not mm-hmm. get them, but to mm-hmm. me, it was like reassurance to myself that it's real for me. Because you know how when you meet other people and you say that, and they be looking at you like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, whatever. But when that happened, that was like a real thing to be able to say, wow, if I would have been able to, you know, grab both of those when I was nominated, I would have had 3 out of 4. And mm-hmm. that's not like an easy thing to do. You know what I mean?
No. You want to know who looks at you and says, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People that do, they believe whatever people that do say. There's no doubt that comes from the mind of a doer, because doers do. So when you say it to me, I'm like, that's dope as shit. Go get it. Yeah. I'm not bumped by it. Now, granted, you're looking at somebody that has 3 People Choice Awards and 2 Kids Choice Awards and a couple of Celebrity Game MVPs. And I think I got a Spike. Spike Award.
Oh, you killing it.
Yeah, not really sure what that was for. And I also got this award. I don't know if it was award or not, but this guy just gave it to me on the street. And he was like, I like you. So,
and well, you're killing
I'm classifying that as something.
You're killing it.
You know, outside of that, I haven't gotten much. I haven't gotten many
awards. Dude, you got a lot. Don't even try. You got all kind of stuff going on.
I got some awards. I would say the idea of an EGOT is so phenomenal. It's so big. You know, like, you got to actually know that you can get close. And if you get an inklet of a feeling that attaches you to close proximity, and it's doable, and you got that. You got that.
Yeah.
Like you said, you could have had 3 out of 4. Who has it? Is Whoopi, Jennifer Hudson? They have it, right? I believe Whoopi has one and Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson, she achieved hers, I believe, was it last year? And John Legend has one now.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. But it's not that many people overall, and they're obviously even less Black people who have achieved it. I think it's less than 20 people who have an EGOT.
Look at you. Look at you statted up. How do you know all this stuff?
Because when you
people that got a bunch of...
No, it's when you want something, you research it, right? You look it up. You try to figure, because it gives you the people to like look at and give you like a goal to reach. Like I always do that. Anything I want to do, I look up the people who've done it already. I start looking at their journey to that point, see how long it took them to get there. So for me, I'm like, okay, yeah, it may take a long time, but as long as I keep going, it's doable.
I love it. I love it. I really do. Like, I love the way you think. I like that your background and resume, it backs up the world of understanding to what you're saying. Like, this stuff is not far-fetched, and it won't be. And when you do it, just know I'm going to be the guy from afar going, she told me she was going to do that shit. I talked to Candy. She said she was going to do it, and she did it. She did it.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going to give you.
I think for people who don't even quite have the resume yet to back things up, because I've been saying I want an EGOT before I even started producing Broadway shows, right? Mm-hmm. So before, I'm sure a lot of people was like looking to be crazy then, but now here I am. I'm on my third show that's going to Broadway that I'll be a producer on, one already, you know, earning a Tony nomination. So it's just like, you got to believe it when other people don't even see it.
When they don't see it, yeah. Yeah, I'm a lot. You know, we're talking about you and all, I guess you say, all aspects that are attached to you. I cannot skip by your writing ability.
Thank you.
Amazing writing career attached to some unbelievable success that you have had. Success that some people may not know. And there's one bomb that I want to drop right now that I found out about that's a big bomb. This is the big bomb, people.
What's that?
You wrote No Scrubs by TLC. Is this true?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know that. Yes, I did.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Now I'm glad that I now know it, because I want to talk to you about the reason behind this song that was meant to destroy men. Let's get to the bottom level. What the hell are you going through at this time where you felt
it was inspired
Scrubs
by...
should be highlighted? Yeah.
It was inspired by a past relationship.
Yeah, what nigga pissed you off to the point where you said, you know what, give me my pen and the pad. Give me my goddamn pen and the pad.
Because
I got something.
Simple. He had been cheating, but he was like, at the time, he was driving my car, hanging out, him and his boys or whatever. So I was just sitting there like, you know. Yeah, I used to have this like notepad that I would write concepts down or titles that I liked. So Scrubs was in my notepad, and I knew I wanted to write it one day. I knew I wanted to write a song about a scrub, right? Because that was at the time, it wasn't like a nationally known term. Like it was, some people used it in high school to describe underclassmen. But me and my homegirls used to say it when we would talk about guys that went hitting on that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I had that in my notepad. And so Tiny and I, we were trying to work on this duo project because our group Escape was having some issues. Mm-hmm. And we met Shakespeare and he played us some track songs he had. And I was like, hey, I like that beat. I said, but I can write a better song to it. Do you mind giving me that track? And he looked at me and was like, I mean, if you think you could write a better one than this? Okay. So he gave me the track. He gave me the track. And I love riding in the car, listening to music. So I was in the car with one of my homegirls who was dating the brother of the other guy. And we were talking trash about the two guys. And I just started freestyling the first verse on Into the Hook. I just freestyled it. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of dope. So I took it back to Tiny.
I
was like,
no scrub. Scrub ain't this a bitch.
If scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying. Yeah. You know, that part. I was just freestyling down the highway. And I told it to Tiny.
Oh, his broke ass. Yeah, this is
the original line was sit, really... his fat ass originally, but we changed it to broke ass. Yeah.
I just love the idea of a man pissing you off and you grabbing a pen and a pad and going, you know what? You know what? Let me jot this shit down.
I used to do that all the time. Like, I can go back through a lot of old songs that I wrote and remember who I was talking about at the time and be like, oh, this one was inspired by this person. This was inspired by that person. You know.
Do you have any songs that were written that never made it over the hump that you're like, this one here still is close to my heart? Are there any like near and dear pieces that never really made it or grabbed, but you're like, you just hold on and you still cherish?
Yeah. My brother passed away when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And so I have this song called
Rest in
Easier.
Peace.
Yeah. I have this song called Easier that I wrote, and me and Faith Evans actually sang it together on my first solo album. And the song, obviously, it never became a single. But I absolutely love that song. And I recently put, my brother's birthday was October 4th. And I recently, you know, put the song around the picture that I posted of him.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was like, oh, my God, you need to release that song. And I'm like, that song is so old.
Oh, yeah. My God. I'm not sappy. I'm not going to get mushy. But I like that. I like the fact that, like, in that moment, like, his birthday just passed and the song came back up. And that's without me even knowing it. See, that's the universe. That's how the universe works. The universe works in mysterious ways. And sometimes the energy just aligns with what it's supposed to be. And that question with the song aligned to, like, a dope moment. And for those who aren't aware, now go look at the post. Go look at the post. And
yes.
Get a little
October
heartfelt
4th.
Moment, too. Yeah, October 4th, because I got one as well. Candy, you know, and having these conversations, I got to be honest with you, I really do enjoy them all, right? And the reason why is because I get to have real dialogue, and there's no program to it. There's no plan behind it. I don't call you and prep you with questions, and you don't ask me what I'm going to talk about. It's just comfortable. It's comfortable because I have your best interests at hand, because I really want to know about you and I want to celebrate you while getting to know the stuff that I got to know. In this case, this is dope because I feel like my listeners are going to walk away with a better understanding of who you are and what you are and possibly what they had, right? And
well, thank you.
Outside of the reality show, there's so much more to you. And the drive that's attached to you is the part that I was most curious about. Like, what's the fuel? What's the gas that you're putting in that tank? Like, because whatever it is working. And I love what you're doing. And I hope that you continue. I hope that you thrive and strive for more, because
thank
it's
you.
In arm's reach. And today, I'm putting it in the air that you will get your EGOT. You will get it.
Speak it into my life.
You will get it simply because you want it. Here's what I'm asking for before we finish. Free food at your place in Atlanta.
Okay.
And you tell the old lady gang that I'm coming there and I want the correct treatment. Okay.
Okay.
I want the red carpet laid out, and I want a nice table, and I want the best of the best. I want to fall asleep at the table after I eat. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
The other thing, in case my metabolism and my hormones and stuff slow down, you tell me the toy to get for my wife so she, so she can be okay, just in case. Because I hurt my hip. And I tore my lower abdomen, abductors. So, my pelvis ain't what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm able to give the same.
You better put that mouth to work.
I got to do something. I may have to do something. Just point me in the right direction. Send me a box, right?
I can send you a box, for sure.
Send me a box and just, put like the gold stars on the stuff that I need to put to use right away. Okay.
Gotcha.
And lastly, the last thing that I would say is when I pop up at a show, don't laugh when you realize how much of a fan I really am. I'm not going to be playing. I am going to sing possibly every word. I will know every song because you and Escape, you guys were very impactful on the little young life of Kevin Hart.
Music played thank you.
A significant part into my young life. And I had a lot of those cassette tapes. What's the one where you guys had on the black? It was like the white background.
Off the Hook.
You guys had on the black.
With the ball hanging.
The fucking up. Man. Yeah. Off the Hook. That album right there. Definitely one of my favorite. And Candy, this conversation is going into my top, so this is one of my favorite as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
Gold Mines. Hold on. I got one thing to say to you. If you are available, I need you to come see The Wiz. Well, whenever we come. The Wiz is coming to LA. I'm producing The Wiz on Broadway.
I know. Like, what do you mean? If I'm available? Like, yes.
Oh, okay. Easy. Yes, I will
let you come. That's not even a bad thing. Yes. I take my daughter. Like, we love it. Yes. We love plays. We love shows. And we love the support. So, what do you mean? Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, yes. Are you guys coming to LA? Are you staying like
we actually are coming to LA?
Really?
I believe in January we will be coming.
I'm there.
January, February. Mm-hmm.
Done.
That'd be
you awesome. Have my word. Done. I'm dead ass. Okay. Done.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gold Mines. You know what we do here. We get inside the minds of amazing people. And oh my God, today was no different. Today was no different. Gems were dropped. Little gold nuggets are currently on the floor. Do me a favor. Pick them up. Pick them up. Put them in your pocket because it doesn't get better than this. God damn it. Candy the hyphenate Burris.
The hyphenate.
The hyphenate.
I
thank
like
you,
that.
Candy. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being had. All right, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Gold Mines with Kevin Hart is a SiriusXM and LOL radio production. Executive produced by Kevin Hart, Ty Randolph, Eric Eddings, and Eric Weil. With Tastemakers Media, Emil Garner, and Ian McDonald.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.